Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Friday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Yes 1560 The Fan. And probably like you, last night I stayed home and I said, you know what? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch football. That's what I'm going to do. And it's going to make me feel, you know, kind of normal again. And it's like, yeah, I like football. This is very nice. Yeah. So I'm at home. I'm doing, you know, my thing, eating some dinner, going to turn on the TV. And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, what's going on here? Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. There's a rain delay in Canton, Ohio last night. Rain delay in football. What? What do you mean rain delay? It's football. It's a man sport. Like, no, I'm sorry. Lightning, thunderstorms, all that cool stuff. I was like, oh, that's right. They have to get off the field and they can't play just yet. So you've been waiting, like, I don't know, what, 7.5 months or so for football to be back? And you turn on the game like, I'm sorry, it's in a rain delay. You're like, oh, you're like, well, now I got to wait a little longer. And then they played football. But the thing about that rain delay last night, I was thinking is this country is so football crazy that I imagine if you look at like TV ratings, you look at TV ratings from the standpoint of, all right, what was probably the number one show that was on television last night? It was probably that rain delay for a minute. For 20 minutes, when Mike Tirico was talking to Chris Collinsworth, then they went over to like, who was it? Tony Dungy and now Jason Garrett, who used to be the coach of the Cowboys. They're just talking about the season. They're just trying to, you know, just put some fluff on the air to get them ready for kickoff and just trying to fill some dead air. That's what they're trying to do. I imagine that right there, not even a game, just the fact that the camera was on the stadium and people were practicing and getting ready, I bet you that was higher rated than anything else on television last night. Heck, when they were playing that game, and yes, neither starter played at the quarterback position between the Jaguars and the Raiders, I imagine that horrible first half you watched of preseason football was higher rated than any baseball, hockey, or basketball game over the last 8 months or so. That right there. I'm not kidding. I don't even need to look at the stats anymore. That's what's going on. Remember, we made that fact. I told that story where they showed you last year in the NFL last fall. So 2021. So of the top 50 programs on television last year, 48 were NFL contests. Then it was something like out of the top 100 programs for the year, something like 92 were NFL games. NFL is king. Even when they're in the rain delay last night, I imagine the TV viewership was through the roof. You know, I'm really a rock star also where I'm sitting there, I was eating dinner. I was like, you know what? I could go out. I know the ladies, they need me, but no, I'm going to stay in. I'm going to watch some terrible preseason football, and then I'm going to do some laundry. That's right. So if you're wondering, like, man, Mark's got a really cool job. That guy's living a really rock star life. Well, last night, I was sitting there watching preseason football and doing laundry in my basketball shorts. Just in case you weren't sure what it's like to be me on a Thursday night, now you know, buddy. And knowing is half the battle. That's right. And I like where the Jaguars, they've been the worst team in football over the last two seasons. The worst team. The last 2 years, the worst of the worst, barely can get any wins. And I'm not even bringing up Urban Meyer yet. The worst of the worst. And then they're like, all right, we're not going to play most of our starters. Like, look, I get it. I know it's very cliche, especially the Hall of Fame game. It's an extra exhibition game. So you're just like, yeah, I get it. I know the adult thing is to say you don't play your starters then. But of all the teams where it's like, you know what? Maybe your offense should get on the field. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. I get it. You have the rule like, all right, you don't really play him or even if it was a normal regular, I'm sorry, normal preseason first game, you're like, okay, our starters, they'll play the first drive. Then we see what we got with the backups and the third stringers and the other guys we're going to cut after a while. But of any team that should break that rule, shouldn't it be Jacksonville? Shouldn't they at least get, shouldn't Lawrence, like, shouldn't he fly there and at least play the first series? Like, come on, man. Something. He had last year a season where he threw 12 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. 17. It's a 17-game regular season. So the average, if I can do this math, one interception per game. That's what that would come out to if you're doing the actual math. One per game. 17 games, only threw 12 touchdown passes. So less than a game where you throw at least one touchdown. Not even close. Not good. He needs all the practice he can get. And we've been saying this all offseason. After what happened last year with that coaching staff, where it's just such a dumpster fire, it feels like, you know what, maybe this is his real rookie year for Trevor Lawrence, if he's going to go out there. And Travis Etienne, he didn't even play last year. Get him out there. No. You know what I like also about last night is, you know, everyone's practicing in training camp, and everyone looks really sharp and good, and you know what? I think we're going to win some football games this year. Yeah, optimism. Yeah, I like this. And then you saw us last night where it's like offensive line coverage just completely falls apart, and both backup quarterbacks are getting destroyed in the pocket. Oh, that's right. The other team's not on the same page as you, and they want to beat you. Oh, that's right. And yes, it was a 2.5-point spread in favor of the Las Vegas Raiders, if they're in Vegas for now. Who knows? The franchise constantly moves. They covered, and they dominated. That's what I liked about the Jaguars, where they've been the worst team in football the last 2 years. An embarrassment to the state of Florida and to the NFL. You don't even know if they're going to play in England, London, long-term. London, England. They come out. I get it, it's all like pretty much backups after a while. And they go to halftime with 0 points. 0 points! Zero! You can't get me a field goal? I get it, they scored 11 points by the end, but that's not good. No! Again, starting quarterback's not in there, but you've been the worst team for a while. You've been waiting about 7.5, 8 months to get back out there. You get back out there, you put up the zero going into halftime. Good times. Yeah. Yeah. You love it. Love it so much. Jaguars never disappoint. All right. Walker, their first pick in the draft, he got a sack, but I got to see it in the regular season. Don't put his cleats in Canton, Ohio just yet. He's got to do it during the season. And you know what? You took him at number one. I'm going to need about 8 or 10 sacks in his rookie year. I'm not kidding around. The expectations are that high. You better make sure he has a successful rookie season for the Jaguars. He looks the part. He does. But I got to see it once we get to the regular season. How about the other part with the Jaguars? I don't like their very generic helmet and jersey look. I know they were a laughingstock when they had the, like, what was it exactly? I know we had it for a couple years. I just try to like black it out of my brain. What was their old helmet where it was like black and gold, but it didn't mesh? It was just right down the middle after a while, but not even down the middle you think it would be. It's like the one of the worst helmets ever. But you know what I liked about that look and those crazy jerseys? Hey, you knew it was the Jaguars. Like, hey, this is kind of unique. It's a crazy organization. Yeah, maybe we need some crazy helmet and jersey. And I wouldn't say go back to that. But I think from a fashion standpoint, I think it's too generic now. It's just, it's like jersey, number, logo on helmet. I think they got to do something else. I think they got to switch it up. And congratulations to Tony Boselli for going into the Hall of Fame. Congrats, man. The first, this is very key here, the first ever Jacksonville Jaguar to to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He only played for, was it 6 or 7 seasons with the Jaguar, their first ever pick? I mean, the guy was a stud. And they always say, like, who's the best tandem Jaguar history? Everyone always says, like, it's Mark Brunell and then his left tackle, Tony Boselli. That was cool. He went in. It really is. And, hey, it kind of legitimizes the Jaguars. We have a Hall of Famer. They never had one before. And, you know, Carolina's gotten a couple. But now, no, seriously, the Jaguars have a Hall of Famer. I thought that was really cool. It was. And who else have? Richard Seymour. There was a couple last night. It was cool. I know some of the guys that got in, like Sam Mills, who played for the Saints and the Panthers, and he passed away. And I know, what was it? Like, I think it was his sister went out there. That's a cool moment. And I've been to Canton, Ohio. I went with my family years ago. It was maybe like 20 years ago now. It's really cool to go to. If you're a football fan, and I know it's not in the sexiest places. It's in Canton, Ohio, outside of Cleveland. But it's really cool. You'd really enjoy it if you're a football fan. I loved it. I'd love to go again. That was really cool that, you know, they had the ceremony last night. They got to play. And, yeah, if you got a chance to go to the Hall of Fame there in Canton, you should do it. It's really cool. It is. And they had a good crowd last night as well. Because I know that's a big moment for the town. It really is. But now we move on. And we have more preseason games. That's right. And we're about a month away from the new season for college football. And then NFL will start the week after that. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. I like on that broadcast last night where they're like, hey, English Premier League will be back as well this weekend. We got 2 games on television and then 900 on the Peacock app. Yay! Get me another app. Like, I don't have enough. I need more. Give me 900 different apps and I'll have no idea what anything is on after a while. It's too bad we can't combine them into one mega app, some type of like, you know, Power Rangers Megazord, and then they can tell me what every show's on what channel. That'd be awesome. Or we just go back to cable television format. That'd be maybe the other thing to do. Let's go to break. We'll come back. All right, here. Yes, it is a Friday, which makes me very excited. That's right. Very, very excited. Let's talk some college football with my good friend, Joe Lisi. Go for the 2. Oh, love talking to this guy. We'll get his thoughts on the new season, which is right around the corner, and especially we'll ask him about teams around the great state of Florida.